Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Parker. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bruce Kieson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Kieson. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Stargell reaches third base with a triple. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. May reaches second base with a double. Zisk scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaver moves to second. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver fields the ball and throws to Keeson covering. Safe. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Bruce Kieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kieson is 0 for 1 in the game. Kieson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk, who is chasing the ball. Schneck reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schneck scores. It's 5-1, Pirates. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Parker, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Grote goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Pirates. Greg Hart's pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Greg Hart's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart's hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Craig Swan now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Pirates. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Maxville reaches third base with a triple. May goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Pirates. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Bruce Giesen. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McKee now pitching. Bob Robertson now playing first base. Al Oliver now playing center field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Swan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swan. Oliver moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. It's 9-3, Pirates. Ron Hodges now catching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schneck for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Craig Swan. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a line drive towards first. Robertson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Buzz Capra now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Pirates. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Capra covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim McKee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Schneck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-4 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Buzz Capra. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.